Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidina wa Habibina wa Mawlana Muhammad An-Nabiy Al-Mujahid Al-Shahid wa ala alihi wa ashabihi alladhina saru sayrahu wa jahadu fillahi haqqa jihadihi hatta atahumul yaqin amma ba'd. The people of Yemen began pouring into Medina Munawwara, adding to the thousands that had already gathered in the places that were designated for the armies to gather. Because of the huge numbers of people that were now gathering, the space became constrained. So one of the famous warriors of the pre-Islamic era, who had accepted Islam and had also come into Medina Munawwara, he suggested to Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu that there is not enough grazing land for the animals of the army here. Therefore, you should begin dispatching the armies towards Sham. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu gradually began to dispatch the armies. In total, all in all, there were four armies that were finally dispatched. The first army was the army of Yazid bin Abi Sufyan radiallahu anhumah. The famous Sahabi Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu, his son Yazid, who was the elder brother of Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. His army was dispatched to the area of Damascus, in current day Syria. The second army was the army of Shurahbil bin Hassana radiallahu anhu. It was dispatched to the area of Busra, which is in current day Jordan. The third army was the army of Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu anhu, dispatched to Hims in current day Syria. Hims was the capital of the Romans in Sham. And the fourth army was the army of Sayyidina Amr bin As radiallahu anhu, dispatched to Philistine. So these were the four main armies that were dispatched. There were certain smaller armies that were sent later on as reinforcements, but these were the main armies. And later on we will be discussing regarding these four main armies. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu first handed the flag to Sayyidina Yazid bin Abi Sufyan radiallahu anhuma. His army initially had 3,000 soldiers. Later on with the reinforcements, it ended up with 7,500 soldiers approximately. As was the habit of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, before dispatching an army, he would walk them out and he would also give them nasiha, he would give them advice, give them hidayat. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu walked alongside the conveyance of Yazid radiallahu anhu and he was advising him. Yazid bin Abi Sufyan radiallahu anhuma, he felt difficult to be riding while the Khalifa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is walking. So he says to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu that either I will come down, I will dismount my animal, or you should also be riding. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu replied, Inni ahtasibu khutaya hadhihi fi sabilillah, that I have hope that these steps that I am taking, walking with you, it will be regarded as being part of walking in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I will be rewarded for this. Then someone suggested to Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu that we have walked quite far out of Medina Munawwara, why don't you return to Medina Munawwara? Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu mentioned the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَنِ اغْبَرَّتْ قَدَمَاهُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ حَرَّمَهُمَ اللَّهُ فِي النَّارِ عَلَى النَّارِ, that person whose feet are covered in dust, walking in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make those feet haram on the fire of Jahannam. Thereafter, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu gave golden parting advices to Yazid bin Abi Sufyan radiallahu anhuma. This was the first army that he's sending out now from these armies that are going to Sham. So he gave him various advices. Such were these advices that the very famous historian Ibn al-Athir rahimahullah mentions, هَذِهِ مِنْ أَحْسَنِ الْوَصَايَا وَأَكْثَرِهَا نَفْعًا لِوُلَاتِ الْأَمْرِ, that these advices that were given by Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu are the best of advices and the most beneficial advices that could be given to anyone who is given a position. Anyone who's been given a position, the best advices that could be given to him are the advices of Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, which he gave to Yazid bin Abi Sufyan radiallahu anhu on this occasion. In fact, these advices are not only restricted to someone who is made, who's been given a position. Rather, people who are generally involved in dini activities and have dini responsibilities, these advices are absolutely apt for them. Therefore, we will discuss some of these advices. Obviously, we can't go into all the advices, and some of them were specific to their situation as well. But some of the advices that he had given. The first advice is, or the first comment that he made, he says to Sayyiduna Yazid radiallahu anhu, that this position that I have given you, I have made you an amir of this army. He says, this position is in order to test you and in order to examine you. It's a test, it's an examination. It is not something to be proud about that I have got a position. He says, فَإِنْ أَحْسَنْتَ رَدَّتُكَ إِلَىٰ عَمَلِكَ وَزِدْتُكَ. If you fulfill this responsibility correctly, then I will reinstate you to this position and I will give you further positions. But if you do not fulfill this responsibility, I will dismiss you from this position. A very important lesson that is learned from here is that a position depends on fulfilling the responsibility. A position is not because of who the person is. Rather, it is about him fulfilling that responsibility. If the person fulfills the responsibility correctly, whatever the position may be, whatever the dini position it may be, if he is fulfilling that role and he is doing the work that he is supposed to be doing, then this person can be kept in that position. Otherwise, this person should be dismissed from that position. The second advice which he gave, which was a standard advice, was فَعَلَيْكَ بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ, that hold firm to the consciousness, awareness and fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يَرَى مِن بَاطِنِكْ مِثْلَ الَّذِي مِن ظَاهِرِكْ. Just as Allah is aware of what you do on your outside, Allah is aware of your apparent. In the similar manner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows your batin, Allah knows your inner self. Many a times it happens that a person puts up a good front in front of people, but and with regards to his internal self, then it's a different issue altogether. But Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is saying that the inside and the outside both are the same for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So adopt taqwa and ensure that your internal self is also pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third thing that he mentions to him is that the one who is closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is most loyal and most obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he does those actions that make him closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in order to get the closest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be obedient to Allah, do those actions that will make you close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and be loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fourth advice is that when you go to your army, then فَأَحْسِنْ صُحْبَتَهُمْ, then treat them in a good manner. Now this is advice to a person who has people working under him. He is in charge, he's got a position, and there are people who are working under him. So the advice is أَحْسِنْ صُحْبَتَهُمْ, that treat them in a good manner. وَبْدَأْهُمْ بِالْخَيْرِ, and start off on a good note. Start off on a good note. So have a positive attitude when you're dealing with your people. When you're dealing with your army, have a positive attitude with them. The fifth advice, أصلح نفسك يصلح لك الناس. That if you want people to be good to you, in their relationship with you, then you correct your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You reform yourself, you reform your inner self. Then the connections and the relationships also will be good towards you. The sixth advice, صلي الصلوات لأوقاتها, that ensure that salah is performed on its correct time. This is an army that has been sent out. It's senior sahaba radiallahu anhum. But the advice that has been given is ensure that salah is performed on its correct time. بِإِتْمَامِ رُكُوعِهَا وَسُجُودِهَا وَالتَّخَشُّعِ فِيهَا. Ensure that the ruku, the sajda, all fulfill correctly, completely. Do not rush through the ruku and sajda. Completely fulfill these postures of salah. And وَالتَّخَشُّعِ فِيهَا, the inner dimension of salah, having the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ensure that that is in order as well. So the importance of salah and carrying out our salah in the correct manner, both outwardly and inwardly, our salah must be carried out in the correct manner. Then the seventh advice that he gave him, another very important advice, that when you are making mashura, when you are making mashura, when you are consulting with anyone, then give the person the full picture and be truthful, be honest when you're asking for mashura. When you're asking for mashura, then ask fasduqil hadith. Then be truthful in your speech. Why? Then the mashura also that will be given to you will also be the correct mashura that will be given. And do not hold back from the person you are making mashura with. Do not hold back any information from him. How important it is. Sometimes a mashura is made, it's subjective. Sometimes it's just one dimension that is put forward, and thereafter we say, oh, the elders told us must do this. Rather, the whole picture must be put forward, and thereafter with the mashura that will be given and the suggestion will be given will be a holistic mashura as well. Then the eighth advice that he gave is, do not be negligent, do not be unmindful of your subordinates. Those that are in your army, do not be unmindful of them, because if you are unmindful of them, then this will result in them being spoiled, in things not going in the right manner. And also he mentioned, وَلَا تَجَسَّسْ عَلَيْهِمْ فَتَفْبَحُمْ. Do not spy on them. Do not pry into their private affairs, because this will be a means of disgracing them. So whatever is apparent, he also says the next advice was similar, وَلَا تَكْشِفِ النَّاسَ عَنْ أَسْرَارِهِمْ وَاكْتَفِ بِعَلَانِيَتِهِمْ. Whatever is apparent, go with that. Don't go and pry into people's private affairs. So these were some of the advices that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu gave to Yazid bin Abi Sufyan radiallahu anhu, as we explained, very, very apt and relevant advices for people that are involved in dini activities and for people in general. And then he even mentioned, and this is a very important point for us to understand, that these armies that were sent out, they were not sent out just to kill, and just to loot, just to plunder, just to take over land. Rather, the main objective was to spread Islam. Therefore, he gave him this advice, and this was the standard advice whenever any army was sent out, that when you meet your enemy, when you go to your enemy, then there are three options. The first is you present Islam to them. Because this is the main objective, that people must enter into the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لِتَكُونَ كَلِمَةُ اللَّهِ الْعُلْيَا. It is not to get more land. It is not to get more booty and to enrich ourselves. Rather, it is for the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to spread. So, first present Islam to them. If they accept Islam, then you don't interfere with them. Once they have accepted Islam, then don't interfere with them. If they refuse to accept Islam, then as a second option is now you present jizya to them. That is, they will remain on their religion, but they will come under the Islamic rule. And they will pay the jizya, they will pay the tax to the Islamic rule, and they will be under the Islamic rule. And if they refuse to do this as well, the first option they refuse, the second option they refuse, then you ask the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then as a last resort you fight these people. So this was the procedure and this was the advice that Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anh gave to Sayyidina Yazid bin Abi Sufyan radiallahu anhuma at this time as well. Before returning to Madinah Munawwara, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu advised the army as well. He turned towards the army and he advised them. Among the advices that he had given them, similar advices that were given to the army of Usama radiallahu anhu, that do not kill old people, do not kill women, do not kill children, do not destroy homes, do not cut fruit-giving trees. Fruit-bearing trees should not be cut and chopped down. Do not kill animals. These are the values of Islam. These are the rights that Islam gives to people even in a situation of war. People who claim to be the supporters of human rights today, look at what violations of human rights have taken place in the last few years, especially in the last 1.5 years in Gaza. What violation of human rights have taken place? But in Islam, it's a different issue altogether. Rather, we are advised that old people should not be killed, women should not be killed, children should not be killed, people's property should be respected, their honor and dignity should be respected. These are the beautiful teachings of Islam and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even in an occasion of war. Now this is an important point as well, because sometimes we get people in the name of Islam and in the name of jihad, people doing these kind of atrocities. The world has seen it in the last few years. There was a group that came about and killing indiscriminately, assassinating people, executing people, etc. All in the name of Islam. This is not what Islam stands for. Then among the advices that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu gave the army, a very interesting point to show how Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was preparing the army and preparing the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and the Muslims for the conditions that they will face. So he even goes to this level and this extent to tell them that the area you are going to, it is an area that is advanced, even in terms of its food. So there will be different types of food that will be presented to you. Sahaba radiallahu anhum in Madinah Munawwara, they were living simple lives. Their food was also simple. Now he's saying you are going to be exposed to different varieties of foods. Sometimes whilst you are eating, there will be one variety presented, then that variety will be taken away, and then another variety will be brought. So he teaches them how to conduct themselves in the with regards to this as well. He says to them that ensure that you recite Bismillah before partaking the meal, and recite Alhamdulillah at the end of the meal, and do not become proud because of the type of food that you are eating. This army of Yazid bin Abi Sufyan radiallahu anhuma was thereafter sent out on the 23rd of Rajab in the 12th year after Hijrah. So this was the second year of the Khilafat of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, the 12th year after Hijrah, the 23rd of Rajab. This first army towards Sham was sent out, the army of Yazid bin Abi Sufyan radiallahu anhuma. After the army left, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu earnestly would make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala daily, after Fajr and after Asr. It was his habit, after Fajr and after Asr, he would beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Plenty dua that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu would make, begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help and assist this army and the other armies that were sent out thereafter subsequently, to help and assist them, to make their task easy, to destroy the enemy. So this was the dua that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu would make. Another lesson for us is that after taking, or together with taking asbab, we're taking the necessary means, we have to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the real solution, to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a similar manner, in the face of the difficulties that the ummah is going through, it becomes our incumbent duty for us to beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on behalf of the ummah. Wherever the ummah is suffering, wherever the ummah is striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on their behalf, to assist them and help them against the enemy. 3 days after sending out and dispatching this army of Yazid bin Abi Sufyan radiallahu anhuma, 3 days thereafter, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu takes a flag and he hands it over to Sayyiduna Shurahbil bin Hasana radiallahu anhu. That sahabi that we spoke about, he had seen the dream. And in the dream he saw that he was one of the leaders. So now that dream of his came true. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu gives him a flag, and There were between 3,000 to 4,000 Sahaba radiallahu anhu and Muslims that were under his command. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, when sending him out, he asked him that, did you hear the advices that I had offered to Yazid bin Abi Sufyan radiallahu anhu? He says, yes, I had heard these advices. He says that the same advices apply to you. And there were few more things that I forgot to mention to him, and I will mention to you. And among those things was Iyadatul Marba, that ensure that you visit the sick. He's sending him out as a military commander, but he is advising him that you must visit the sick. وَبِحُضُورِ الْجَنَائِزِ, that take part in the janaza. When a person is going out as a military commander and he's been instructed to visit the sick and to attend the janaza, how much more important it becomes for us to visit the sick and to attend the janaza. And also he mentioned to him, وَذِكْرِ اللَّهِ كَثِيرًا عَلَىٰ كُلِّ حَالٍ, and abundantly remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every condition. In every condition, abundantly remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever dini work we are engaged in and involved in order to bring life and to bring that special connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the dini work that we are doing, it needs to be full with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu advises him to abundantly make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this was the second army that was dispatched. The rest of the Muslims that had gathered remained there in that camping area or in that military camp that was set up. Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu an would perform the salahs with this group of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, with this army. And they were also waiting that when will our time come for us to leave. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu on his side was waiting for a few more people to join so that he would thereafter dispatch the next army. And inshallah we will discuss it. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa mawlana Muhammadi wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.